Do you feel like lately everything that you've been trying has completely failed and it's getting to you, starting to make you wonder, are you even in the right lane? Is this something you should be doing? Maybe nothing hasn't not worked out. Maybe you're just not putting anything out because you're worried that's exactly what's going to happen. Man, we want to like fail-proof ourselves, don't we? We want to make sure something's going to work before we do it. We want to make sure that that plane is going to completely take off before we buckle in our seats. I mean, well, that's a horrible analogy. You get what I'm trying to say. I have a word, though, that I think is going to help reframe those thoughts. Yeah. Maybe help you be a little braver on this fidget Friday.
Episode of Fidget Friday.
My name is Heather Parody. I am your host on Fridays. We look at things that make me fidget and squirm. Not because you care about what I fidget and squirm with, but it's helpful knowing that people have a struggle bus up in their house or wherever they park it. Going the unconventional path is so sexy on Instagram, right? But it is super hard in real life. So let's talk about the real stuff, the internal stuff, the yuck, the failures, the fidgets. On Friday, I have a wonderful friend. His name is Greg Stinking Clunas. Not the stinking part, but he's like one of the most... I always have said that he's the most opposite person of me, but I feel like the more we become better friends, I feel like at least with the stuff that matters, we're very similar. We're both kind of internal processor, empathetic type people, but he's way more like researcher hat, technical, likes to read and write. More introverted, maybe? I don't know. And I am not all of that. I'm horrible. I wouldn't say I'm horrible at research. I just choose to not be good at it. I would much, much, much rather talk than write. I don't do forums. I hate all that stuff. Like, I think it's a concentration thing for me. It's hard for me to keep my concentration. Anyway, now that I've psychoanalyzed Gregory and I, one thing that I have noticed about him over the past few years, and it just hit me the other day that what he was doing was actually super smart. Every time we talk about anything to do with business or shows or whatever, he's always like, I'm testing this. I'm testing that. Well, I tested this and this didn't work. And I tested this for a little while and it had some good results. And he's always like speaking from an analytical mind of like testing results, analyzing it, either retesting it again. It's always like this lab experiment. It's really interesting. Anyways, I kind of tease him about it every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, testing. You love the word test. Then the other day, it hit me. I was like, the word test is so freaking powerful because you're going into it saying, I'm just going to try this and test it. You dissonance yourself from the outcome. And I think that's where a lot of heart-centered, empathetic, inner feels, big emotion people like we are here could learn and pull from that is if we just use the word. I mean, we could literally use the word test in our minds, verbally, get in the practice of it, of just being like, I'm going to test this and go into it with that kind of mindset that this is a test. Yesterday, I hosted a workshop on how to build, create, sell your first online product. And after I gave all this information, the consensus overall was just like, oh man, I just don't know which one to pick, right? I have all these ideas. Which one do I pick? And that I think is so, so common. Picking something feels so final. It's like we're picking our spouse. You know what I mean? Picking our boots for the winter. You got to get some good boots. You know what I mean? Picking out your burger at Mickey D's. I mean, this is serious stuff. We make it so, so serious picking something. And I was just wondering, I'm like, I wonder what it would look like if we approached these things that seem so huge. In reality, they're not. And approach them from the mindset of I'm going to test this. Because then we see that a test, you put it out there, you wait to see if it works, and then you analyze the results, and then normally you test something again. And here's the secret, y'all. Everybody who's out there kicking booty, my kids love the word booty. They say booty all the time. Kicking booty. These people are just, quote, testing things constantly. We see the wins, we don't see the fails, and that is the reality of it all, constantly testing something. I remember one time I had a guy, a super successful multi-millionaire status person who's doing a million things. And he told me, he said, if something's not working, I have no problem just quitting it. And that looseness with starting and quitting and doing things and putting things out and testing, and that is the game. That is the game. And that shines a flashlight on how stuck so many of us are psychologically, that we're not loose enough, that we're not free enough to play with things and see what happens. We're not free enough to test. We're not distanced enough from the thoughts and ideas to see that the results have nothing to do with us. My daughter this morning, I was driving her to school and she has a big math test and she goes, "What happens if I fail it? What happens, Mom?" She's 8, right? How many of us are stuck in that 8-year-old mindset? What does it mean if I fail this math test? What does it mean if I put this product out there and it doesn't work? What does it mean if I start a show and no one listens? What does all of this mean? This morning, I told her, I said, "Babe, it has nothing to do with you. It means nothing. It is just telling you, well, girl, you'd probably need to study harder." It doesn't mean anything. It means what we make it mean. I'm reading a book by Rob Bell, Everything is Spiritual. And he tells this story, and I'm totally going to jack this up. But I think it's like a parable or something, an old ancient story about this person who was walking around the world. I always love these stories where people are always walking around the world. I want to walk around the world. But this person was seeking the answer to the question, who am I? Who am I really? And that is, I think, the root in the question that we are struggling with when we're not willing to test things, when we're not willing to put things out into the world. It's like my daughter in the car this morning. What does it mean if I fail? What does it mean if it doesn't work? We make it like this identity internal thing, issue with what does it mean about us? Well, this person walking around the world was told to go up on some big old mountain and find some old person. You know how they do in these stories. There's always an old person on a mountain. I've never seen an old person on a mountain. I'm sure they're there. I want to talk to them. I don't know why they're always in these stories, but the identity crisis human who was walking around the world finally found this old woman on the mountain and asked her, "Who am I?" And she responds, "Well, who's asking?" That's it. Who's asking? On this Friday, who do you say you are? Who does God say that you are? That freedom and identity, that internal stability, that knowing can give us the safety to create, to play. And yes, my friends, to just test things. What are you going to test today? I love you so much. We're in your corner. See you soon.